Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on... There we go. Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We've got a brand new interview with State Representative David Rowe. Met with the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce recently in Harrisburg. Gave us an inside jobs tour, meaning get to see inside the workplace of individuals. So here's a brief Q&A with State House Member David Rowe. State Representative David Rowe in Harrisburg, 85th District. All right, top of the mind right now, these scholarships, walk our audience through that.
So the Commonwealth Court ruled that the way Pennsylvania was funding our education system was not working. It was unconstitutional. It wasn't fair. So part of our way in addressing that is funding students instead of funding systems, because we think the most equitable way you could fund education is by funding every student equally, every student fairly. Lifeline scholarships are the first step towards that by providing scholarships to students in the lowest percentage performing school districts in the state. So this will apply to the bottom 15% of performing schools. Students have an opportunity to take those education dollars that they're paying, parents are paying for, and through property tax and other things, that they'll take that education funding to the school of their choice that works best for them.
Now, the governor supports vouchers, which is unusual for a Democrat. Is that part of that conversation, or is that a separate issue?
So the governor has come out in favor of school choice programs, which I'm very glad to see. A third of children in Philadelphia, which obviously is a strong voter base for his, a third of students in Philadelphia currently participate in school choice programs. So I think the governor sort of sees the writing on the wall between the shifting political winds and also the Commonwealth Court ruling that really the only way we can truly fairly fund education and make sure our children have access to an excellent education is to fund the student directly, regardless of the message that's used for it.
Could that make it through this year?
I think it could. It has already passed the Senate. It is up to the House Democrat leadership now to call that up. And so when you have the Senate Republicans and the Democrat governor on the same page, the House just needs to get in line and follow suit.
State budget, also the issue with Republicans, fetal tissue research is one of the things, your view on that particular topic.
Yeah, so looking at the non-preferreds, generally speaking, the big issues that we're looking at for those entities, specifically University of Pittsburgh, Penn State University, and Temple, is we're looking for a couple of things. First of all, we're looking for tuition freezes, right? I mean, tuition rates have been skyrocketing for years. And despite receiving hundreds of millions in taxpayer subsidies, you're not seeing any sort of accountability from those institutions to the taxpayers and the students and the parents. And then you have those underlying issues, of course, as you referenced, the organ harvesting, the fetal experimentation, that really is outside the purview of really what these universities should be doing. Where you have Penn State prescribing puberty blockers to minors. Of course, if you are an adult, consenting adult, it is up to you to do what you want, and I fully support your right to do that. But when we're talking about children, we're talking about untested medical intervention. But we don't know the long-term side effects when it comes to bone density, fertility rates, and these sorts of things really shouldn't be taxpayer-subsidized until we know more about their long-term effects.
State Senate is going to send you a probation reform bill. Tell us about that.
So we've already in the House, we passed the Clean Slate bill. It's an expansion of Clean Slate, which basically gives second chances to nonviolent offenders who have had a clean record for 10 years. I'm fully supportive of the concept. You know, I, as a Christian, I believe in second chances. You know, when we have people who understand they've made mistakes in the past, they are now trying to do the right thing, we should be rewarding their efforts to turn their life around by giving them a second chance to become participating members of society.
All right. ACLU doesn't like it. They say it's not a sufficient amount of reform, so it's sort of window dressing. Your view on that opinion?
There's always more to be done, right? I mean, politics is the world of football, right? If you move the ball down the line even just a little bit, you've made progress. And so there's always more that we could do on every issue. Okay. But I believe this is a great step in the right direction, and I'm looking forward to continue talking about the issue.
So what else about public education? What else is happening to get that funded?
So I am a firm believer that as we address this Commonwealth Court ruling, that we should expand the scope of Lifeline scholarships so that every student can pursue an excellent education, regardless of their zip code. And so I think this is a great first step in that direction. Overall, we've been looking at skyrocketing education spending over years in Pennsylvania, billions of dollars of increases, but we haven't seen correlating increases in results. And so that's why I think it's definitely time to try something different.
It's a zoo here.
It is indeed. And I think that's why I'm very glad that you are here in person today, because I think a lot of folks can't really grasp what really goes on and makes government work or not work, depending on your perspective. But I really appreciate you guys being here to get a firsthand glimpse of just how insane the budget process is.
And so much is going on, yet you are giving us hours and hours. How can you do that?
Well, I have some very good staff. Fortunately, we did get very lucky. Both of my committee meetings for today are going to be after the first gavel. So I'll be able to get to those meetings afterwards. So I don't fortunately have to miss anything. We just got very lucky today as far as my schedule goes.
All right. Well, thanks for recognizing us and the tour and the picture and everything.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming. I appreciate all of the investment that you folks, the Chamber of Commerce members, the business owners, the employers, the job creators, all that you give back to our community. If I can give you guys a nice afternoon, it's the least I can do.
State House member David Rowe talking to the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. He, Mike Stender, the new state representative in the 108th District, and Joanne Stair, the new representative in the 107th District, along with the brand new state senator, Linda Schlegel-Culver, all talked to the group, made their presence known, and had an opportunity to discuss the issues that are pending in Harrisburg at this budget time. Even talked to State Senator John Gordner while we were down there. Of course, he's now counsel for the Senate President Kim Ward, and by all accounts, having a great career down in Harrisburg, helping to keep things going. So it's budget time, so stay tuned to WKOK today. You hear the very latest on the state budget. There was some speculation that the budget would be done on time today with all the caucus meetings and last-minute negotiations. Somehow they were resolved that Penn State funding topic to get that going, Penn State Pitt funding topic. So we'll hear more about that later today. But State House member David Rowe on WDKOK.